Hi everyone. Oh, it's a bit loud. So that's just to give you a little taste of what freediving is all about for those of you who are not familiar with it. So tonight my talk is on freediving and I'm going to tie it with my Christian journey as well. Ooh, did I hit something? Ooh, there you go. And I'm also going to use the hashtag FTW, which some of you might think it stands for the win, but it actually stands for freedom, trust, and wonder. It's going to be slightly interactive, so I invite you to come with me to the world of freediving and to the vast bodies of water we get to explore. Ooh, I'm getting excited with the clicker. So it's April 2015, and we are in the Adamin Sea, which is off Thailand, and I'm spending 3 full days scuba diving, doing about 3 to 4 dives a day. The scuba gear is heavy, weighing over 20 kilograms. And before each dive, you have to do all these safety checks to make sure that oxygen comes out of the regulator, that you're actually not going to die when you're underneath. And also when you're in the water, you're constantly checking your buoyancy and also your air supply so that you don't run out. And this is how I usually feel after a dive. However, interestingly, I would end each dive with quite a bit of oxygen left in my tank, more so than anybody else on the boat. And they even joked that maybe I have gills, but it's hard to see underneath the wetsuit whether or not that's true. It was for these reasons that I thought maybe I should give freediving a go. I just wanted to feel free in the water with just my mask, my fins, and maybe my imaginary gills. Fast forward 6 months, and I'm in the Philippines in this beautiful lake called Lake Barracuda. It's called that because I think there's one single barracuda that lives in the lake. I never saw it when we were there. And so I've enrolled into a freediving course. And this is what we did. We learned how to dive by going down a line. So we'd start at 1 meter, then we'd go down to 2. And eventually, after a few hours, we would hit the 20-meter mark. Yeah, so never in my life did I ever thought I could go down to 20 meters on a single breath of air. Once the course was finished, we got to play. And this is where I would say I felt that sense of freedom in the water. Similarly, in our Christian life, we also get to experience a freedom in Christ. And this is what Toby talked about last week. So these were some of the key points I actually stole from the Insta story from Vine Church. It says, true freedom is living according to your design. Being who you were created to be. We're designed to love, and we need to lose our self-centeredness to love fully. I can see how one experiences that freedom through loving others, because I've experienced that myself. In 2011, I left a decent paying job, and I was living in New York City to move back to Australia. I took some time off to reset, to travel for a little bit, and I was also going through a breakup. But in that time, I felt God was telling me to join this discipleship training school with YWAM, Youth with the Mission, and it was 6 months, which included 3 months of going out on outreach. So I said okay to God, signed up, but it wasn't an easy decision. So I spent 3 months living on campus, in a dorm room similar to what you're going to experience in Colleroy. But instead of 2 nights, I did this for 3 months. And I shared a room with five other girls, and we didn't have 2 bathrooms. I think Colleroy we have 2 bathrooms, but we only had 1 bathroom. And every other weekend, I would also spend with a bunch of people just cooking their meals. And when we were feeding like 1,000 people and doing cleaning the kitchen, doing the dishes, and I hate doing the dishes. So it was hard work. But the other 3 months, we also got to do outreach. We went to remote villages in China and also to a small city in Mongolia. And the goal was to just basically share God's love with them. And we prayed for them, and we saw God move in miraculous ways. It was amazing. So during that 6 months, I had never felt so free. And I was closer to God than I had ever been. I wasn't pursuing a degree. a career, a relationship, wealth, but was simply seeking God, seeking the lost, and loving all those around me. To this day, it was the best 6 months of my life. As Matthew 10:39 says, whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. So growing up, my sisters and I loved playing in the swimming pool. This would be just our playground. So after school, we would just go muck about in the swimming pool that we had in our complex. However, when it came to the ocean, not so much. We would go to our local beach in Maroubra, and I just remembered having experiences of near drowning experiences. I would go into the water, a wave would come over me, I would be doing somersaults, and before I could get air, another wave would come over me again, and I was just trying to breathe. Eventually, I would surface, but I would be all shook up, and salt water would come out of my nose and out of my mouth. So I started developing a fear of drowning. And that was one of the reasons why I also wanted to give freediving a go, because I wanted to learn how to hold my breath underwater and not panic when that ever happened. So in freediving, we learn all these relaxation and breathing techniques to help you with that. And when you breathe oxygen, it helps to calm your bodies and also enrich your blood with more oxygen. Did you know that when you are at rest, and maybe how you are now, you actually only fill your lungs up to about 10% capacity, and that's why we call it shallow breathing. And when you yawn, it's your body saying to you that you need more air. So in freediving, we learn this thing called abdominal breathing, where we're actually filling up the airs throughout abdominals or our diaphragms to get you to that state of relaxation. So maybe in your seats right now, let's make it a little bit interactive. Put one hand on your chest, sit up straight, one hand on your chest, one hand on your belly. And you can feel free to close your eyes or do whatever, but just take a few deep breaths in and a few deep breaths out. And I want you to notice what your hands are doing, which hand is moving in and out. Is it the one on your chest or is it the one on your belly? If you're feeling a bit stressed or tense, it will be the one on your chest. But if you're feeling really relaxed, it will be the one on your belly. People who do singing or maybe play wind instruments are probably better at knowing how to breathe through their bellies. So how many of you feel that it's your chest that's moving up and down? Okay, some hands. How many of you think it's your belly that's moving up and down? Oh, okay, we've got some pros here. And how many of you are not sure what you're doing? If you're not sure, what you can do is you can actually lie on the ground and just breathe, and someone else can tell you whether or not it's your chest that's moving up or it's your belly. So in freediving, it is so imperative that you know how to breathe in through your belly, because that's how you fill your lungs to maximum capacity, and that's how you stay down longer as well. So with any other sport in life, to get better at it, you must practice. So there's two kinds that we do in freediving. There's dynamic and there's static. Dynamic is when you're actually swimming, so you're either swimming in a pool or in the ocean, and static is when you're being completely still and trying to hold your breath for as long as possible. So in the video that I showed before, I don't know if you noticed, but I was actually at the mouth of the cave and I was there for about 5 seconds because I wasn't sure whether or not I could, if I should commit and if I should swim through. So as you do those practice exercises, that's how you get to understand yourself and what your capabilities are. And through my training, I knew that I could swim like 73 meters on a single breath, and I could also have a breath hold of about 3 minutes. So knowing that, I saw the cave, I scoped it out, and I said, all right, I'm going to go. My mind said yes, and my body simply had to follow. In the same way that I was trusting myself and my body, it's the same way how we ought to trust God, by knowing and understanding his character. So sometimes we do this with hesitation. We have to think about it, weigh our options. But when you surrender, it's the best outcome he has in mind for us. As of late, trusting in God has become a bit of a challenge for me. Like right now, I feel trusting in him with my singleness quite challenging, especially as a 30-something-year-old. So for the past decade, I've seen many of my friends get married. I've been invited to over 50 weddings, and it doesn't help that I also suffer from MCS, which stands for Middle Child Syndrome. So, yes, it does exist. I often feel neglected by my family, especially with my sisters as well. Both of them are married and they have children. There are times when it hurts, and I just feel so alone and isolated. And so this is something that I'm working through. I have moments when I'm okay, and I have moments when I'm not. And I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one in this room that feels that way. Maybe some of you might have felt it in the past. Maybe some of you feel it right now. A few days ago, I shared this struggle with some of my close girlfriends, and one of them said this to me. "We are here to sit in the dark with you and listen to what is discouraging you and what you're honestly feeling." That was probably one of the most powerful things I've heard in a long while. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." I know God is saying to me that although I can't make sense of it right now, in the short term, I will in the long term. So in the same way that I trust my body when I free dive, we ought to also trust God and his character with our life, to also get back that sense of freedom. So since learning how to free dive, I've been able to explore beautiful beaches and reefs near and far and see God's amazing creation on a single breath. I swam in places nearby such as Gordon's Bay and Shelley Beach, or even in the Philippines. But the highlight of my adventures so far would be swimming with humpback whales in Tonga. They are these majestic, beautiful creatures where their singing can be heard from thousands of kilometers away, and it just reverberates through your whole being. When I went, it was baby season, and because the calf comes up for air every 3 to 5 minutes, it made it easier for us to spot them, whereas adult whales can hang down for over 45 minutes. So through being connected more through nature, I've developed a further care for the environment, especially our consumption of plastic. So this was taken on a remote island in Tonga. We walked around the whole island in 30 minutes, and there was all this rubbish, and there was no single person that lived on this island. So where did all this plastic come from? It comes from other places, other cities, other countries, other continents even, and it just doesn't go away. It just breaks your heart. And so there are these initiatives. One of them is called Take 3 for the Sea. So every time you go to the beach, try to just pick up 3 pieces of rubbish. Or even now, there's this initiative as well to say no to plastic straws. Did you know that in America, on a single day, they use so much plastic straws that it can go around the planet 2.5 times. Now that's a lot. Also, it has somewhat reduced my fear of sharks. I watch these two people I follow on Instagram, and basically, you should catch the videos. They basically swim down to these sharks, hold on to the back of the fin, and just swim along with it. It's pretty phenomenal. And yeah, they're just trying to promote that sharks are friends, not food. I think that's it. The other wonder that we have is in ourselves and what God has given us in our own human bodies. Did you know that you actually hold your breath longer when you're in the water than when you're on land? You should give it a go. Go to a swimming pool, lay still, put your head on the water, time it, and then go on land and time it. It is because of this thing that we have. It's called the mammalian dive reflex, whereby if you put your face in the cold water, your heart rate starts to slow down, and the deeper you go, and as you hold your breath, blood leaves your extremities, and it pumps to your vital organs, such as your brain, your heart, and your lungs. And all of this is to keep you alive for longer. Now, let me try to blow your mind even more. Oops. Ignore that. Or maybe I just keep you outside. Okay. So how deep do you think is the world record for a dive, like in meters? Just throw out some numbers. How deep do you think a human has ever gone on a single breath of air? 70 meters? No. Sorry? 100? No. 500. Oh, 500, no. Not there yet, not there yet. 186, no. So the world record, what did you say?
240.
240, close. It's 214 meters. So that's equivalent to 65 stories. And in the city, if you work in the city or you know the city, it's almost the same as the MLC building. So, but that's not just, that's not, yeah, that's going up or going down and going back up. So maybe be in the elevator, hold your breath as you go down and hold your breath as you go up. It's pretty crazy. And what do you think is the world record for a breath hold? Like for holding your breath? Yeah, for holding your breath.
17 minutes.
Sorry?
17 minutes.
17 minutes. No, it's longer than that.
What?
20. 20, longer than 20. Less than 25. So it's 22 minutes. 22 minutes for a breath hold. It's pretty crazy. But with the 22 minutes, that's when they breathe pure oxygen beforehand. And that just makes their blood so rich in oxygen that they can hold it for 22 minutes. But still, even if I was to do it, I'd probably pass out at like 3. But without the pure oxygen, the world record for that is 11 minutes and 54 seconds. So that's any of us? Anyone? Oh, sorry, did you have a question? Yep, and they come out alive, and they're still alive, and they're still walking to this day. Yes, I guess they train themselves, and maybe that's when the mammalian diaphragm reflex kicks in. So, yeah, so the body is it's a wonderful thing. And that's with that phrase that I have. In Psalm 139:14, it says, "I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, I know that full well." So to me, freediving is more than just a sport. It's about exploration and that freedom I feel when I'm in the water. It's about pushing my body to where it's never been before and trusting in what I know I'm capable of. And to also see the amazing wonders of the sea and also in the human body. I see our Christian journey containing these similarities, to experience freedom in Christ by living a life of love, to trusting in him and letting him take the reins, and just to be in constant awe of his creation. So where do you find your freedom in? Where do you put your trust in? And what makes you wonder each day? #FTW.